someone to really partner at the hip with. That is wonderful. We've got a group going here in the evening or once a week, and then transferring them down to something, a business presentation down in Harrisonburg. As I said, it's been a dry spell and it's wonderful.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine. Elaine has a good fortune to be able to work right with Dave Stolfus, and she's in his organization. And so that's very fortunate for her, of course. So welcome to our call.
That's true.
Okay, and we've had a few others join us. Who else has joined us?
Hi, Ruth. This is Linda.
Linda?
And I want to tell you about who I'm partnered with, and that's Dennis and Ruth. Wonderful upline, wonderful partners and friends. And what I'm most excited about is getting on that plane Thursday and coming to Seattle with our business builder, Kelly, so Elaine, I can absolutely tandem with you on how fun it is to have someone that gets it. And this last week, we found another one, and we call it a TBX group, Tahoe Business Exchange. It's like BNI. And we have been doing rollouts, Kelly and I, and Mary Hendricks is on our team. And I can't wait to share a couple of things with Mary. She's just deciding which pack she's going to get. She's an owner of a restaurant here in Tahoe, and we found her through the 21 Club, so I can't wait to hear this call. But I just love Dennis and Pat and Max's call last Wednesday. Dennis always does a superb job, and we're looking forward to him coming down here and lighting up the people that we found. But also Pat and Mac in their message of the we, transforming your business. It's not about what you can do, but it's about what we can do. And Kelly and I are doing great with that, looking to Mary, and then we have Marie and Bob coming on with that too. So it's so super, and then you add on that call that Vance just did with Elaine Connolly. Oh my gosh, you know, we've been on calls with Elaine. We love her, just like Elaine Shaw. But that call, we got to get 100 tapes in people's hands.
Awesome. Thanks, Linda. Linda is also, if we took our first levels for December, they were number one of our first levels with their volume.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting.
I'm going to just write that up with our winners list, which I just finished, and I thought, I think there's room on here for Dennis and Linda.
Woohoo! Good.
So congratulations to them for that. Okay, we've some more people have joined us.
This is Lila. I'm usually on the Monday night call. I've got laryngitis. But Mike and I have been busy this week.
I guess you must have talked a lot.
And then Mike Bell was on crutches, so he's been his leg up and calling and doing in touch. But the neat thing is, you know, we've had this downline in Yakima, and besides Dianetta, three of them have registered to come and are bringing guests, and two of them are bringing guests.
Fantastic.
Wow. And then we have some other contacts we've done, but I just don't have the numbers on all of it yet, Ruth. I've got notes all over and whatever, so. But we've been busy.
All right. Boy, you guys have been very busy here. Good.
Right, and Dianetta is the big fire under us right now.
That's right. They're going to have to go get themselves up to gold so that they can benefit from all that Dianetta's doing. So, okay. Good morning, Lila and Mike. All right. Someone else here?
Ruth?
Yes?
Hi, it's Mary McClellan out in Cleveland. How are you this morning?
Hi, Mary. I'm fine.
Good. What I'm most excited about is having been, starting the pet program, and as you know, I've had to be supportive in my family column the last 3 or 4 weeks with my mom. But having that activity, I'm on the mastermind with Dave and Elaine Shaw, and they've kept me going. I've managed to support some of my pet members at some of our activities. I haven't been prospecting because of what's been going on, but it's kept me in the loop. We've had some trainings this week with Gordon Williams come up, and next weekend we're going to Pittsburgh for Human Seeing More, and I've made my list to get started tomorrow, you know, on my own activities. So what I was really excited about was through this sad time, I've been able to at least stay in the loop, keep myself somewhat motivated, and thanks to Elaine Shaw and some of my other members like Elaine Conley and, you know, Becca, et cetera, and Dave, of course, they've kept me together. So I don't, even though I've lost some time, I haven't lost that much, and I think it's primarily because they've kind of helped hold me together. So I'm really appreciative of all that. So I'm back in the loop again.
Well, we send our condolences, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, and what a great attitude. And Mary is one of the three nurses that flew out to be interviewed by Larry Prophet from Ohio.
Yes.
So we're very proud of him. Do we have anyone else joining us this morning?
Hi, Ruth. This is Judy Glass.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Glad to have
morning.
You here.
Yeah, I'm having some fun here. You know, I had two people that are looking at the business, and we were fortunate enough to have dinner with Dennis this week in SeaTac.
Great.
And, I'm very excited about that. But one thing that I wanted to share was that we had some plumbing work done outside of our house. There was a young man working out there the other day, and I went out and asked him if he knew anybody that was looking for some extra income or had been, you know, laid off or something.
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, my brother, maybe. Well, he said, what do you do? And I just told him a little bit about, you know, health and wellness and so on. And come to find out, he has his degree in kinesiology.
The plumber or the brother?
The plumber. And he's working as a plumber. And he said, well, I think I might be interested in that.
Wow.
You just never know, do you?
No, you surely don't.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. A plumber who does kinesiology on the side,
on the side. Or Nikan on the side.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Judy. I'm glad to have you joining us.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we have anyone else?
Susan Evans is on the phone.
Well, good morning, Susan. Glad to
morning.
Have you here.
Thank you very much. I've had kind of a slow week.
Whoa. I want to know. What was exciting?
Wait.
I don't want to know anything about slow.
Okay. No, the excitement is that, thank you very much. That's a really good lesson right there. Have had some family pillar things, and am very blessed that Judy is my partner.
Mm-hmm.
She really keeps me on track, and I told her.
What are you excited about, Susan?
I'm excited about that I've made a really audacious goal, and it is going to put me way out of anything I've ever tried before. And that is, I am going to, well, this will be hard to say it out loud. I said it to Judy yesterday. I'm setting a goal that within the next 18 months, I will have talked to 1,000 people about Nikan.
Oh, that's awesome.
I figure if I honor that commitment, and Ruth, I'm reading that book you told me to read, Becoming a Person of Influence, and I'm really learning a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's tremendous. That if I speak to 100 or 1,000 people about Nikan, my life and their lives will really change.
Okay, well, we'll talk about an easy way to do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
This is Elaine. May I just make a suggestion to rewording that if into
okay.
as I?
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
Elaine, I'll catch you every time.
Thank you. I'm really glad I'm on this call this morning.
All right. We're glad you're here as well. Okay.
Who wrote becoming a person of influence?
Do we have anyone else on the call who wants to speak up? All right. So welcome all of you.
Kathleen. In Wenatchee.
Kathleen. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you excited about, Kathleen?
Oh, that I invited a whole lot of people to the expo and got one lady kind of excited and added five new people to my list that I invited and called and just moving.
All right. So progress.
Yes.
Okay, good job. All right, now this is what is exciting to me about a call like this. So we listen to Rick, and he gives us some really good training, but then he goes and does accountability with his group, and then we want to have an opportunity to also report what is exciting. I guess being Royal Ambassador, I miss having somebody to call and say what I'm so excited about. Dave Johnson calls us and tells us. and so I know he's in the same position, but it is exciting to share what is exciting that's going on and learn from each other. And let's give ourselves just a few minutes to ask each other maybe some questions about what was exciting and how that worked out. I don't want to – maybe before I do that, let's go ahead with Dianetta and let her tell about her 21 Club. Because I don't want to take away from any of her what she's going to tell us about the 21 Club. And then also Kathy Clark has recently done a 21 Club, and the rest of you who are in the middle of a 21 Club or have finished one or all of it or part of it, let's hear the high points. And Dianetta's going to give her the high points of hers as well. Hear the high points of the 21 Club or I think some of you kind of did as you were talking here, but then we can ask some questions if you have questions of somebody, of just how that worked to help each other with what we're doing. So let's go ahead and start with Dianetta.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I am really excited about 21 Clubs. I have heard about them and just kept thinking I didn't have enough time, that good old excuse. But anyway, I decided when I started in the Profiteers with the Larry Profit training that I was really going to do this business, and I was going to figure out how to do it in the time that I had. And when I was looking at the 21 Clubs and then with the incentive, I thought, okay, I really need to look at this. So I had to figure out the difference between what was a wellness home 21 Club and the business 21 Club and what was good about both. One is that the wellness club 21 Club is to get someone interested in the products and the wellness home concept, not necessarily the business, but that does come. But the business 21 Club is to get someone interested in the business. So all you're really talking about is the business. You're not doing product demonstration unless it's asked for, but it's basically doing the business presentation. So what I did is I contacted my experienced upline, which was Lila, and she said, well, if you're going to do a 21 Club, then you really need to talk to the queen of 21 Clubs, which is Mary Lou Reardon. And so I did. I called, and we had a little chat. And Mary Lou gave me some really, really great tips that got me started. Number one, she said, block out the time that you have for the 21 Club. So look at your week or weeks and see what time that you have to put forth for the 21 Club so that you know where you're going to put those appointments. And then set up 30-minute appointment blocks. And I scheduled somebody every 30 minutes with time out for lunch and dinner. And I also scheduled appointments for telephone conference calls for those that were out of town. And typically those took about 15 to 20 minutes. They set 30 minutes aside, but we found that the phone calls really took a lot less time when we actually did the call. So I set up these appointments, and I set up a little sheet for myself that I had my schedule, the date, the time, the person that I was calling, and then their best contact number with room to write some notes. And then when I would call them, if they were somebody that was going to need a telephone call because they were out of town, I would ask, is this the right number to call you at that time? And would get that proper number, as well as when I was calling other people, is asking them, was that the best number to get a hold of them? Because you really want that number just in case you want to call them, you might be running late, or you just want to figure out if they're, just remind them that they're of their appointment. So then I asked, so what do you say when you call? Because I was kind of stumped as to, how do I call people and say, I'm doing a 21 club, what does that mean? So Mary Lou gave me the script, and she said, and actually it's fashioned after Larry Prophet's formula. I have a problem, and I need your help. I'm in training, and I need to do 21 business presentations with my mentor, Dennis Williams, and would you be willing to participate and be one of the 21 people I practice on? And it worked. It is like magic. People want to help you, and when you say, I'm in training and I have to do 21 presentations or business presentations with my mentor, very few said no. And if they said no, it was because they couldn't do it that week, or as one person said, I'm not really interested, but that's okay. That was only one or two people that ever said that they were not interested. But if they said no, I did ask them, do you know anyone else who might be willing to help me? And of those two, I got five or six contacts to call from those calls, as well as a few other people that I called. I asked them, is there anyone else that you think would be interested in this? And then I got a few more contacts. So you can build your contact list by doing that. When I called, I always started with, hi, this is Dinetta. How's your new year going? And that was great because it was January. And, if it's another time of the year, you can find something else to start with. Or, hi, it's been a long time since I've contacted you with this, what's new in your life? And no matter what, always start with asking them to share something about themselves, then begin the script with the reason I'm calling is, I have a problem. And that worked really well because I was showing that I was interested in them. I wasn't just calling to get them to do something for me. I was calling because I was interested in them as a person. I wanted to know about their life. And then I would say, well, really the reason I'm calling is, I have this problem. And really got a lot of support for that. And then I, as I was talking to Lila, who is my upline, she gave me a tip and actually gave me some documents to prepare a take-home packet for everyone that came with info on the company, the business, and the levels of participation. And then I've got all those now on PDF files in a zipped file, which just on my desktop, so I can send them to anybody that would like them. So I prepared my packets and added the January 30th info because I really wanted to make sure that all of the people that came to the 21 Club would have that information and free tickets so that they could go to that January 30th expo. And then I gave each participant a thank you power patch with instructions on how to use it. So that was the product that I gave them, and it's pretty cheap, so it was kind of nice, and they all loved it. And then I included one of my business cards taped to the packet inside cover, and I decided to tape it. I mean, there's a little thing on the folder where you can insert your card in these little slots, but I was afraid they'd lose it, so I taped it so it would not get lost. So that was one thing that I did. And then I put them all into pocket folders so that it looked nice and neat and organized. And then the other things that I had available during the 21 Club on the table that we had, I had Dr. Naidu's new book, which was used as part of our presentation, as well as it was kind of a conversation starter with some people. I also had cookies on the table and offered them cool pie mag water. And then I had my life cycle plan there just in case it was needed to show anything. But also it was there to remind me of my goals and my vision so that every time that I saw it, it just kind of re-energized me. And then I had my daily planner there so if I need, I could write notes or appointments. And then I had my phone there, but I put it on vibrate so that if anyone called or to cancel or got lost, they would know and that I would, you know, would be able to help them. And this happened at least two times during our appointments where people got lost. They couldn't find where we were. So that's kind of the preparation that I did for the 21 Club. And then during the 21 Club, we did have some product, but 90% of the people had already had product experience one way or the other, and it was amazing because there were people there that I had no idea knew about Neken. Most of them didn't, but at least, like I said, 90% had an insole that somebody gave them way back when, 10, 15 years ago, and some of them were using them, some weren't. So it was interesting to find out how people were knew about Neken. We only demonstrated products if they have never seen a Neken product or illustrated some of the advances in Neken has made in the technology. So sometimes if they had been introduced to Neken years ago, we would show them some of the advances that Neken has made in some of the products. We had two cases where we used the comforter because these individuals had colds and were not feeling well when they came, and I was so appreciative of the fact that they came even though they didn't feel good. So we sat them on a kinko seat and wrapped them in the comforter and gave them pie mag water and really pampered them during their appointment time. Before each person came, I filled Dennis in on who they were, who these people were, and what their background was, how I was connected with, and this gave us an idea of what their needs might be so that Dennis could just focus his presentation to that. And so then when they came, when we introduced them, so I would introduce them to Dennis, we asked them to tell us a bit about themselves. So what do they do for a living, what challenges they might be facing right now. So again, we could fine-tune where we were going to go with the presentation to really make sure we hit on those areas. And then I had each person fill out their name, address, phone number, and signature. Make sure they get your signature on that 21 Club application form. And for those contact via phone, when I talked to Dennis and we tried to figure out what we were going to do with that one, because we obviously can't get a signature, is we just put in the signature space teleconference, so that it was indicated that we did talk to them by phone, but they're from out of town, so no signature was available. And then Dennis was my A, and he used the following tools. He used a mini flip chart on the business, and then the business plan about how it works, and then he had also some products, photos of product experiences if people would ask, how good does this work? And then he would pull those out. And then he had the Success magazine so that he could pull out some articles and show them some of the things that are being said about Neken in some of these articles, as well as about health and wellness. Then I, as the B, I stayed quiet, but very attentive and jumped in as appropriate, but I basically let Dennis do the presentations as uninterrupted as possible. And this really kept us on track so that we didn't start into conversations that were way off in left field somewhere. So we really stayed on time, and we only had maybe two or three visits that overlapped. So we really, really, that 30 minutes, we used it very well and usually had maybe about, you know, five, sometimes 10, but sometimes only a minute or two between the appointment visits, so it went very quickly. And I did visits on Tuesday evening. I had scheduled six, did four. And then on Wednesday morning, I scheduled five, and we did four. And then on Friday, we scheduled the rest of the visits. And we had a few no shows. Well, we had no shows on every day, but we had some on Friday. So one of the things you want to do when you're making your calls is don't just stop at 21. Get 30, get 35. It's better to have more people come than all of a sudden realize, I don't have enough people, I don't have my 21. So we, in having 30 appointments scheduled, I got 22 people. And the reason I got 22 people is because my nephew called me during one of the appointment times. I had talked to his dad. His dad had an appointment that day. And I told his dad, I said, tell Alexander to call me. I really want to talk to him about this. And he called in the middle of the 21 Club, and it just happened to be a time when we didn't have a visit. We didn't have anybody scheduled in that time. So we did a presentation to him over the phone. So that can happen as well. So be prepared that somebody might just give you a call during that time and make it, you know, take advantage of the fact that they're on the phone and would they like to hear the presentation. And then, so now the follow-up begins, and I've been following up with people, and I've got 3 people signing up as consultants, some buying products, and I put out there, I mean, when somebody on the call, and I can't remember who it was, who said, you know, I made this commitment to talk to 1,000 people. Well, I've been masterminding with my little group, Connie up in Tenasket and Kathleen in Wenatchee, and we've included Ruth and Lila on that also in our emails. And I put out there that I wanted 9, what did I want? I wanted 9 people to sign up as consultants out of this 21, that I would have 10 others who would be members who would buy product, and that out of the 9, 3 would become very serious business partners. And worded it very positively that I will have these. And I know I will have these people. As I contact people and I'm talking to them, the ones that I've indicated in my mind and on my sheet as being people who will sign up as consultants, they're doing that. So it's been absolutely tremendous to do this, and I'm excited to continue to keep doing the follow-ups and getting people signed up, getting product. And my goal is to have my 5,000 volume by the end of the month and to have my 9 signed up as consultants and 10 with product, so on auto ship. So that's my goals, and I keep saying it to myself every single day in a very positive way that I will have this.
All right. Wow, thanks, Dianetta. Can you tell us, did you have as good a results with the people on the phone as you had with the people in home?
Yes. Yes. Actually, my sister, who's on the phone, she's signing up as a consultant, going to get an auto ship. And Alexander is going to sign up. He right now does not have a job, and so I'm going to be helping him to build his business, as well as his dad is interested, and both of those were telephone calls. And then I got to tell you another interesting story. The night before the Friday, so it was Thursday, we had our wellness preview, and I didn't get home until after 9. And I was looking at my list, and I saw there were, you know, some more holes in my schedule. And so I thought, who else can I call? And I started going through some papers and cards, business cards that I've collected, and I came across this one business card of a realtor who lives in Olympia, and I met her back a couple of months ago, and we had sort of superficially talked about, you know, what I did with Nikon, and she showed some interest. So I thought, well, I wonder, you know, she's a teacher, she's a real estate agent. I'm going to call her. I mean, it's after 9, but I'm going to call her. Well, the phone rang and rang and rang and rang. Nobody answered, so I thought, okay. So I hung up after probably about 15 rings. And
must have woke her up by then.
Well, I figured if they weren't answering the phone, I don't know. So anyway, about 15 minutes later, I get a text message from her. She said, I just got a missed call on this number. Is there anything I can do for you? And so I texted her back and said, yes, this is Zeneta Wojcinski. Do you remember me? Da-da-da-da-da. And she emailed back, texted back, and she said, yes, I do. What can I do for you? And so I kind of did the, I've got a problem kind of thing. But we texted, and I thought, well, I'm going to continue to text her because maybe that's what she needs at the time. Maybe she can't talk on the phone or whatever. So we texted back and forth, and we ended up getting an appointment for the next day. And then we talked to her. She was excited. Dennis has followed up with her with a phone call and is going to try to get her there on Saturday. And she actually told Dennis that she was inviting other people to go to the January 30th event. And I'm following up with her this weekend to kind of follow up with what Dennis has followed up with.
Okay, that's great.
Don't count anybody out.
When you fill out your forms and you put in teleconference, it was my understanding to begin that it was supposed to be a web conference to begin with. So I think maybe you should write down sponsored and bought products, but besides some of those that have already done that.
What was that again?
I think you should note that they have bought products. Have any of you on the call wrote in teleconference without saying it's a web conference? What they had told us, I think, at one time was that we could have a 21 club, we could do it with a WebEx, but I've never heard anything about what they had to say about having a telephone conference.
So what would be the difference between the WebEx and the telephone conference?
Pictures.
Oh, pictures.
Oh, Bruce, this is Judy, and I'm doing a 21 club with Ray, and we had posed that question to Alan Tan at headquarters, and he said a WebEx or a personal, an ABC.
Okay, on the telephone.
He said not really the telephone. Maybe.
We haven't had anything, and so I'm not sure how that's going to go. So what I'm saying,
I would just try it anyway.
Send some things by email.
So write down that they sponsored. I mean, that
can
carry quite a bit of weight.
Okay.
This person sponsored that was on the telephone.
Okay.
Right. You know, Ruth, when we did the 21 Club in December, Kelly and I, we didn't think we could do a WebEx or a telephone call.
If it's a business one.
Yeah. Okay. And we looked at both the business and the product, and I've never done a 21 club, and what we did is we weren't really sure which one we were going to end up with because, well, we didn't call you, my fault, to find out more about the business one. So we had them sign two forms, the business form and the 21 club form.
Uh-huh.
And I'm really excited about that. What it turned out, we did rollouts because we were offering a gift during December when everybody was stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our, reasoning. And so we ended up with the product 21 Club last month, which was successful. And part of the reason that was successful also was that Kelly waited. She had bought a small pack before convention. And then she was going to get her big pack, so $2,500 of that volume could go toward the 21 Club. Well, now we're doing a second one in the month of January, particularly precipitated by the 2,100 extra points for Kelly. And we do not have that advantage of her extra volume. So what we end up finding is a possibility. They aren't in the bag yet, but a possibility of three packs. And so I think what I'm going to do is take all those signatures and cut and paste them onto the other pack, other form. Is that legal?
They're done during the same period of time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't see why not, or just get the people and have them sign them on the other one.
Well, we talked about the
business. Tell me how two forms filled out, so yeah.
You know, as we've done it, we sit them in a little chair. We do it for 40 minutes to an hour,
mm-hmm.
and not a half an hour. We just can't get it done in there. And so we sit them in a chair in the bedroom with the massage table and roll out already. And they're coming for the massage, and I'll start. Kelly will introduce me, and then I will confirm the time frame that they have for our frame, and I'll tell them that the special magnetic massage, that's what I refer to rather than a rollout,
mm-hmm.
Will last 20 to 25 minutes, and then confirm the amount of time they have. We want to do a little bit of talk before that to find out about them. Is that okay? And so that, you can just see them kind of, okay, you know, rest in the chair. And then we talk about their health and them for maybe 4 minutes so that I know if they have back issues, you know, what to do in the rollout. And then we go into the mag step test, and the idea is a lot of people that we're talking to have no experience with magnets. They think they're hooky, and one of the modalities in the cocoon of the sleep system is magnets, and so we show them a personal experience of with the mag step test. Then we put them on the bed, and off we go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for sharing that, Linda. I think we're getting a really good picture here for those who haven't done a 21 Club or maybe like to try some again of some ideas to help them to be more successful. The more that we can picture and have the outline. And Danielle, did you have this all written up? I've just written out everything you've said, but
I have it all written out as a document, and I can send that to you.
Okay, so
I'll
keep the 21 Club documents in a file here, and I'm not sure. Maybe we can put them on the website. I'll ask Dennis.
Okay. Yeah, it's real. I mean, I've got all those documents that I used in the packets.
Well, I've got that. You sent me that.
Thank you, Lila, for getting those to me. But it was really good because it gives them something to take home because that's what we talked about. And for those that were on telephone calls, those were sent.
Right. Just like in having a preview, we need to have packets. Every time we have somebody, we need to have new people, they need to have a packet. I like the idea of a folder. If you have a packet, an envelope, and you dump it out, well, then it can get lost. But those folders would be really nice and colorful ones.
Uh-huh. I got purple ones.
Do you, by any chance, this is Elaine, do you have your script typed up as well, Danetta?
The what I said, I'm, I...
Yes, with the, I'm,
I have a problem.
I have a problem.
That's
yeah,
part
that's
of the, I wrote up a, I call it the Nikan Business 21 Club process, and basically what I did is documented what I did. And so everything that I said today is in that document.
Whoa. How can we get that?
So she's gonna send it to me.
I will send it to Ruth, and she can get it out.
Great.
Awesome. Just email me, and I'll see if I can get it on the website. But until then, I'll email it to you guys if you send me a request.
There's also something else I think it's important. You know, we kind of like a cha-ching occasionally, too. There is a $100 difference. If I'm not mistaken, there's a $100 difference of Nikan bucks that are given or credited into your account. A $200 for the wellness home and a $300 for the business.
Right. That is right, Elaine.
Wellness home is $100?
No, $200 each, A and B.
And $300 for the business.
Right.
And as we all have recognized as we're building our business, It is so much easier to take people from the business to the product than it is from the product to the business.
Well, we always thought that people are more interested in earning money than in spending money. And so when you talk in business, you're talking about earning money. And when you and sometimes the products, what we've always found is that you might sell a few products, but they decide to do the business, it's a investment, and it's a $1,500, usually an average of $1,500.
Right. Ruth, can I add something? This is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, can you add something?
Sure. You know, I'm doing a couple of 21 clubs myself, and Margaret Heath back there in Tennessee, we're doing all of ours by WebEx. And one thing that she kind of added to Dionetta's script is she was having trouble getting the people to come. Anyway, she added to that, this may or may not be for you. You know, you may not be interested, but if you would come and take a look, you'd be much more comfortable referring people to me. I thought that was brilliant because she's got like 4 or 5 scheduled for Monday, my busiest phone day of the year, or month, week. But anyway, that's another thing, and that's another one I've always loved to use. Is it may or it may not be for you, but at least if you look, you'll completely understand what it is I do, and you'll be real comfortable giving me referrals. It's kind of like like we're really not offering it to them.
Okay.
Kind of a takeaway.
Like
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, actually, that's kind of a good term to use for inviting people to anything, you know, whether it's a wellness preview or whatever.
Yep.
So, great job,
Dionetta, boy.
Yeah, very, very good. Just very organized about it. That's going to be very helpful to everybody, Dionetta.
Thank you.
There's the 21 Club Queen.
I like about the business presentation also. Of course, you're always going to show them the products later, but the business presentation, you can do it faster, and you can show people that you can see a lot of people at one, quickly, and it doesn't take as long for people to be able to accomplish it. More people will be able to accomplish that. Of course, it mm-hmm. helps if you have a Dennis Williams or help you to present it, but you know, I think everybody on this call is very, very capable of doing that business 21. Just practice up.
And typically, network marketing, you know, it's the business that can be the hang up for people. And boy, I'll tell you, that's a real baptism of fire to get them over that hang up of talking to people about what our business is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, if I can chime in here, I'm not meaning to break up the ladies' club here, being testosterone.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, there's a couple of thoughts that pop into my mind when doing 21 clubs. I'm not a master at them. I don't have everything to know about doing them. But the couple things that was the questions arising, always better to beg and plead for forgiveness than get permission. I know Dave Stoltzfus and I talked about this because he was quite frustrated a few years ago that the confines or the restrictions were you had to be in person. And he said, well, that completely violates his philosophy, as he said, my philosophy about network marketing, that we should be able to cross over any state line, over the phone call, over a WebEx, use the technology that we have today. And then right behind that is that just go do it. You know, if we don't have to get permission and know that this is exactly the way it's supposed to be done, just go do it and go for it. And something that I've discovered in the last couple of weeks is leading with those questions or leading with the 9 reasons why the 2 gals I signed up yesterday, both of them I led with, you know, here's some reasons why people enter the network marketing industry. Have your own business. You know, we've all seen the list. And when they come back and say, well, I have to pick 2. Well, you know, you're supposed to pick 2. Pick 1. No, it's the money and the freedom. But those 2 go together for me. And both of them as single moms, that's what they said. You know, that's why I want to do this. Now, neither one of them came on board with a pack purchase just because they flat can't. They'd have to, you know, sell off one of their kids. Because of the divorce situation, one is actually still in the process. I mean, it's not a good picture at all. But at least knowing knowing that and starting with those questions or those reasons gives them an idea of exactly why we're doing, why you're spending the $35 to enroll, because you're entering into a business venture. And it really was a paradigm shift for me to be able to do that. But again, anyone doing a 21 Club, just do it. And I love, Linda, your idea of transposing the signatures over. Brilliant. I mean, why not?
Well, you know, Vance, I can appreciate your asking forgiveness, too, because Kelly and I, in December, called Meekin, and we asked, okay, we have to register with you for 21 Club, and we found out that it was going to take 2 to 3 weeks. And we said, well, all right, we're going to do it anyway. It may get accepted, it may not. The bottom line is we're going to build your business. And so we sent it in, and then I called Alan Tan to make sure he got the facts. And, hey, it went through in less than 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Meekin is with us in building this company and getting the word out. And so let's go do it.
Yeah.
The 21 Club is a good incentive type of a thing, but the important thing is building your business.
Yep.
And so if the rules don't quite fit, either bend them and ask for forgiveness or else just do it and don't worry about forgiveness. That's kind of how we've done from the beginning.
Here's another thing. Some people have said, well, was your 21 Club successful? Well, I said any 21 Club is successful if you've talked to people.
There you go.
I mean, how do you measure success? So,
if you find one diamond, I'd say that might be successful.
Yes.
And one other thing, Ruth, I I haven't told you this either, and I'd love to tell the rest of them. A few times we had some allotted time, and Kelly hadn't made the call, so I brought some of my people that are in my personal group. And one of them, Ginny Yates, who owns Curves, came for a treat. And she got up from the rollout and she says, well, I've been thinking I want to make some changes in my life. And one of the changes is I'm going to bring the Meekin into the Curves and I'm going to build a business. And Kelly and I just looked with our mouths open. So that was fun.
Well, that's pretty exciting. All right. Any of you on the call who are profiteers, so to speak, if you have filled out your success access track and like to report your point total, I mentioned that in the email, that way you can keep, if you do that, well, then you'll know that you're improving. We'd like to have you have that opportunity at this time.
This is Elaine. I have a real quick question. On the presentations, there are two different lines for presentations. One is for the one-on-one ABC web wellness preview in home, and the other is just by itself. What is the difference there, Ruth?
I think that there's not that much of a difference. There's not. There should only be one.
It may be a duplication, then.
It's a duplication. I thought I had corrected that, but maybe I didn't because it's still on this paper I'm looking at. When did you print it off?
I printed it off last week. I didn't print out the new one. Okay, that could be.
Well,
it's on the new one.
Is it on
there's
the new one?
There's two presentations on the new one.
I thought I'd eliminated it, but I must have been going to it and then didn't. So
I
will take one of them off.
Yeah, I just assumed it was downline, presentations with your downline.
No, you can presentate points it no matter which.
Okay.
Excuse me, it's not on the one that was attached to the information about the call. There's only one presentation on it.
Oh,
really?
I see the other one.
Yeah, the newer one has 2 points for follow-up. And that's another thing that is really so important. Boy, listening to Dianetta doing her follow-ups. Ruth and I talked about that because originally there was 1 point for follow-up in A lot of people are afraid to do that. So I'm glad
the new one has it too.
And let me ask you another question. Up at the top of that sheet, you have 1 point for looking at your,
life cycle plan
twice a day. Is that 1 point for the week, or is that 1 point for the day?
1 point for the day.
Okay, so you should have a total of 6 for your life cycle.
If not 7, yes.
Okay.
Or 12.
Well, but
what if you look at it more?
One a day is a max.
Yeah.
2 in the day is max. Okay. Because there's times I really look at that a lot. If I'm really doing something and I need more inspiration, I just pull it out again.
Oh, you got to beep in.
My feeling is that if you're looking at your life cycle plan daily and saying your positive affirmation, doing your mind development, and journaling your feelings daily, that is going to keep you mentally focused. Even if you have problems or something that has drawn you away or you haven't quite gotten with it yet, that will keep motivating and be an additional factor to getting you started. Then as you move down and do some more of these things, like adding the contact names to your list, then pretty soon you get more and more points. And so if you keep a track of these, if you made a graph of your points, they should be an upward slope so that you're getting more and more points all the time.
And what Janetta said was miraculous, just on the life cycle plan, having it on that table. Because that spurred her on as she and Dennis were talking to her people. So we need to have our life cycle plans where we can't avoid looking at them.
I carry mine around with me all the time.
Yeah,
I open up my briefcase, I see it.
Above your computer in some kind of a thing. Or ours is sitting in a visible paper holder. So every time we go past there, we're looking at it, a piece of it.
Okay, I want to ask, Kathy Clark did a 21 Club with Dr. Carol Guth, and she had something she wanted to share with us.
I have to make certain I'm not on mute here.
There, I can hear you.
I'm in the follow-up stages right now with it, tying up some loose ends. When we did this, we started with the business presentation. However, I learned from Pat and Mac to have them sign both sheets, the Business 21 and the Wellness Home 21, because of the requirements of the PACs on the business for the Business 21. This way, you get 5,000 in sales, and say you didn't get all the packs, you are still a winner.
That's
because
so smart.
You're going to win on one of them.
That's so smart.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my gosh. Couple things I just really wanted to share real quick, and I know we're running out of time. You all probably remember, in fact, I know you do, how Rick Murphy's call the other night and how he turned everything a person would say into a question. He'd say, well, you know, let me see if I understand correctly. Your question is, well, we did that with this one gal, I think the second presentation, and she had watched No Boundaries video, little short video, and then when she was talking, Carol was talking to her, she said, you know, she says, I just can't go up to people and just talk to people. And I did the Rick Murphy thing. I said, so let me see if I understand this correctly. Your question is, do I have to go up and talk to strangers? The look on her face, the lights came on, the look on her face told me that she was saying to herself, they listened to me, they heard me, they get it, they understand. It was just phenomenal watching the change in her expression. So I've been doing that. This gal also, when she came in the door, it was obvious she did not feel well. She just had the look that she did not feel well. And as we were sitting here, it came out that she was experiencing pretty bad cramps, and she does this every month. And we just handed her the Power Mag, turned it on, said, just hold it in your lap. It may or may not help you. And in 10 minutes, she looked and she says, you guys are not going to believe this. My cramps are gone.
Well, oh, that's a good, great way to end our call this morning.
Yeah. Just exciting stuff,
we
Ruth.
So many ways to help people. And what else are we here on Earth for? Well, a few things else besides that, but that is a great one. Be able to help people. We are in a business that certainly helps people. And that's pretty exciting. So let's see, next week we will not have a call. If some of you who are in Timbuktu, I don't know how many are in Timbuktu, but Elaine can have a call if there's anybody on there. However, the rest of us, I think,
will
be here.
Being more.
You're going to be in Humans Being More. Okay, so there'll be no call next Saturday.
Good.
So you guys keep good records and save up all your good news, and we'll have a great visit on the next Saturday, which I think will be the first of the 6th of February.
Thanks, Ruth.
Wow. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for sharing, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Ruth. Hi, I'm here. Ruth.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Ruth.
Yes.
This is Marriott in Cleveland. On February 6th, I have to go to Columbus to take my mother's remains to be buried. So I won't be on that call, but I can get on then, though, Monday night, correct?
That's right.
All right. And the other quick question, I'm sure everybody knows it because I've been out of the loop a little bit. On our SAT daily record, for the new contacts where it says to add, you know, to your 100 name list,
mm-hmm.
You don't have to have talked to those people. These are people you're going to call, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then when you look at calls invites, that's your first initial conversation to get the appointment, to invite them to something?
That's correct.
Okay.
But it also can be a second call.
I mean, I would say that
you can do the first call six times at least.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I appreciate that clarification. Thank you. And I'll be back. I'll get on. Let's see. Well, I could get on at the beginning of the week, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Thanks
a lot.
As far as I know, we're not missing any Mondays.
I'm sorry, say that again?
We won't be missing the Monday calls, and they are at 8 o'clock now, so that will be a little bit earlier than 8:30.
8 o'clock, you're Pacific time? Or?
Yes, Pacific time.
So that's 11 p.m.
So
Eastern.
It's still 11, but better than 11:30.
Yeah, that's true. No, that's fine, because I'm up that late anyway. So that's on Monday. So if I get on, I just wanted to make sure I hit the right week here. If on February 2nd, or 6th rather, at the beginning of that week, that Monday is the 1st. So I can get on the call that Monday night, and that'll meet my requirement.
Yep.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot, Ruth.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, sorry about your mom.
I'm sorry, too. But, you know, I look at the time frame, and I was very sincere when I said the group, while I wasn't actually prospecting because, you know, it's been 5 weeks, 3 weeks with mom and hospice, and then the last 2 weeks between the funeral and trying to get stuff ready for probate. But I did a little bit every week. It wasn't prospecting, but it was helping Elaine, going to the wellness center and helping with AV for a wellness preview. Or, you know, I've been on the Rick calls, I've been on my mastermind calls with Dave. So I've tried to stay in the loop, and I think that's helped me be able to today say, okay, I'm writing my plan to start, you know, on Monday morning. So anyway, hopefully I can get caught up here, and we'll be back on track. So that's great.
Yeah, that is great.
So
okay.
Anyway, thank you, and tell Dennis I said hi, please. All right, will do. Thanks, Ruth. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.